Hello and welcome to one of the After Dinner podcasts. That's right, I'm Kieran.
And I'm Kyle.
And I'm Maddie D.
And usually we did a show, well, we used to do a show called Guess Who's Coming to Dinner on 2GCR FM 103.3.
The old golden days.
2GCR, it's been so long that I've actually forgotten what the call sign was.
I never remembered it anyway.
Well, you didn't need to. Yeah, you weren't the host. But anyway, yes, this is one of our After Dinner podcasts that we are doing after, I don't know how long.
It's been months.
It's been several months.
I feel like I'm so not used to it that it took us like 10 goes to start. We went to keep starting and then you guys were talking about Ron Jeremy or something.
Sorry.
And his massive penis, of course.
You can't ignore his girth.
No one can.
Which girth are you talking about?
Of course, this is an uncensored podcast, so we can say
fuck
whatever we want.
So we can talk about
And we are finish. Joined by, I suppose we could call them guests, but I live with one of them. It is Mairead.
Hi.
And Jody.
Hello.
And Jody said she didn't want to be a part of the podcast. She just wants to be like our official photographer.
I just been roped in.
We need more publicity.
We do. She's going to be taking over Matt's job as PR of this episode, I guess. Because I suppose since we're not doing the radio show anymore, these are official. Mm. I suppose that is an official thing. We aren't doing the radio show anymore.
Yeah, that's a
good idea. So wouldn't this make this Guess Who's Coming to Dinner rather than After Dinner?
Oh, no. This is the After Dinner podcast because Guess Who's Coming to Dinner is the show.
Ah.
So that's the difference right there.
Oh!
Of course.
2 and 2 makes 4.
Ah, 2 plus 2 equals 5. Thank you. 1985. 1984. Shit.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Anyway.
Oh, God. Ron Jeremy.
Moving on.
I'm just waiting for Ron Jeremy gets brought up.
We're actually recording live in the brand new Kieran Studios. Mm. What we used to record in the old Kieran Studios, which was just basically my brother's bedroom in my parents' house. And so now we're actually in the new Kieran Studios, which is actually just my lounge room.
Yeah.
In the heart of the city. Well, the city. Mm. Oh, our lounge room. Mairead's giving her face as if to say,
oh, it's yours,
you're not,
is it now?
Telling the whole truth here.
Trying to cover it up.
But anyway, we should probably fill in what's been going on since we've been broadcasting last. You know, we were thrown off the air for
literally
various reasons,
which we
sort of went
tantamount
into, sort of didn't go into.
Yeah,
we have talked about it.
Yeah,
we talked about it,
a lot of smack on air and stealing cokes. That's about it.
Stealing cokes from
that coke.
Guy.
Smack and coke.
Wow, we've really moved up in the world. Controversy with smack and coke. Mm. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? But anyway, yeah,
Who's going to prison?
We said we're going to make a podcast every week, but sort of new circumstances made that really hard to do. One of them being that we all sort of went our separate ways.
Mm, yeah.
I came up to Sydney. I moved up here to Sydney where we're recording right now. And Maddie D went back to university.
Yeah.
And everyone left me behind.
Kyle was stuck back in Goulburn.
Man in the
fire. I'll be back here soon.
God knows what.
Soon. Just biding my time.
But you're looking to move up here, aren't you?
Very soon.
You want to. But what have you guys been doing in the meantime? I mean, I was working, but recently been laid off. I know you've been studying, Manny D, but I hope you're keeping up with wooing the ladies.
I am indeed. I try to.
Hope you got some good killer romantic advice.
Well, you've got several months to build up your new, like...
I've been so looking forward to this. I've been so
repertoire.
Looking forward to my romance tips.
Just so he can release it over the airways.
Just so I can erupt. I can just explode.
Wow, he's blue-balling his romance tips.
Yeah.
And Kyle, what have you been up to?
Fuck,
I notice you've got a new haircut
all.
Again.
Like, that's about it.
It's the shortest I've ever seen at the moment, your hair.
Yeah, in the last 4 months, the most exciting thing that ever happened to me was I got a haircut.
Wow.
I grew a beard and then I shaved it.
Oh, okay. I've noticed you've got
exciting.
Like your old school beard back at the moment. You were clean shaven up until the last time I saw you.
And then I got the... Also had a considerable amount of hair last time you saw me.
Yeah, well, not that much, but still, you have a beard now.
Yeah.
But it's ridiculous. I think it's been like at least half a month since we've seen each other as well.
Mm.
Yeah, well, I came down and saw you and Mairead, you being Kieran.
Yeah, of course.
A while ago.
But yeah, of course you've seen Carl. How has Goulburn been, Carl, since we left?
Oh, God. The most exciting thing that happened to me in Goulburn was, apart from my haircut, I got harassed by a tiger snake.
Another one. Oh, we had a brown snake at Target, if you remember.
Yeah, yeah. I was walking to work, and I was just going down the alleyway, you know, just past the bridge near my house.
Mm-hmm.
And
near the ghetto.
Yeah, the ghetto. And this snake just slithered onto the road. And I freaked out. I didn't know what to do. I was like, do I run? Do I stand still?
Do I attack it?
And it was that close that I said, no, if I run now, it's going to freak out and get angry as shit and then bite me or something. So I was just like, stand still. And then I said, okay, maybe it's safe for me to move. So I took a slight step forward. It stopped and started hissing. So I shat my pants and just said, okay, I'm not moving.
Hopefully not literally.
No, not literally.
You were that snake's bitch.
I really was.
Are you moving back there?
We just had like this awkward standoff. And once it felt like it had intimidated me enough...
It was just like messing with you.
Yeah, and then it...
It was like a typical Goulburn teenager.
Yeah. And then it just slithered off on its merry snake way, leaving me a broken, battered mess of a man. Just... Wow. Sweating and like, oh God, and then I just ran. I ran till the end of
you
the alleyway.
You ran so far away.
Yep.
Wow. And you're the man. Now one of the ladies are throwing themselves at your doorstep.
You would be shitting yourself too if you saw a tiger snake.
I have seen tiger snakes and I have shat myself.
Literally?
Not literally. No.
Jesse, I'm not.
Well, right.
What?
What?
I was kidding. Settle down.
When I saw my tiger snake,
I shot myself.
Who are you, Ron Jeremy?
Back to Ron Jeremy.
I don't want to think about Ron Jeremy
shitting himself.
Even though I'm sure
I'm pretty sure he did at Sexpo. He looked like he would have.
Oh, well, no, that's a bit of a teaser. We'll go into that a bit later. But we should probably go into news while we're in the flow of things.
Mm.
I have a few news stories. I don't
exciting
news.
A wacky news, or as Manny D called it once, fucking news.
Completely forgot about that.
Yeah. And yet another reason. Another reason we're not on the air anymore.
Absolutely. But let's see what I've got here. We've just got a few hand-picked stories that I actually picked out of the newspaper that. I will remain nameless for the moment because they're not sponsoring us. When they sponsor us, we can name them. But let's see what we've got here. A Californian woman is suing McDonald's, claiming the fast food chain forced her to become a hooker. The woman began working for her then-husband's McDonald's franchise but was fired, forcing her to take a job at a Nirvana brothel. Nevada brothel. Sorry, not Nirvana brothel. That'd be... The guy from Nirvana is just like...
Kurt Cobain
is just like, come on, man. The woman said the burger giant should have paid better wages and properly vetted her ex-husband before letting him open a franchise. Okay, so that's interesting. So
I'm just... when she said forced to become a hooker, I just imagined like Grimace dressed as a pimp with a cane. Backhanded.
Birdie with
this underground, like,
we know the Hamburglar would have been the pimp. No, but her husband, what was it? Her husband ran the McDonald's that she was at, apparently. And then since the wages weren't that good, she was like, guess I'm going to have to start sucking cock for a living now. You know, don't collect unemployment. It's
that's what you could do, Kieran. You could just
that's the first thing I thought when I got laid up. But I'm just gonna have to start sucking cock.
They've made me become a hooker.
You know,
now.
You just it's easy. Just go to a few truck stops. You know,
I'll get walking bow-legged.
Get taken down the road, and all you have to do. I don't speak from this.
I wear a wig.
Experience. You just have to pretend you're somebody somewhere else.
I kind of imagine her, like, setting up a stand.
It's easy.
Like a lemonade stand.
Like a lemonade stand. A misspelled
blowjobs $20. A brothel. It's like...
With letters up, like, the wrong way around. Just, like, a little bit out of...
Blowjobs with a backwards B.
McDonald's, like, just to spite them.
Hand jobs, 25 yeah. cents. A UK father...
Blowjobs! Get your blowjobs! Hey, mister!
A UK father of two has found a clever way to watch pole dances without getting into trouble by becoming one. Oh my god, I haven't read these yet. IT worker Paul, 53, spends hours in the dance studio perfecting his skills and claims he's the toughest workout... Well, sorry, it's the toughest workout he's ever had. I get so much stick over being a male pole dancer. I absolutely love it. Let's just say there are loads of benefits. I like to imagine he was working in the club with the other strippers, like...
That's what I thought of.
They're man. Like, they're there with their big fake silicon boobs, like, upside down on the pole, and,
And he's struggling to pull himself up.
Yeah, right? He's just like there wearing a G-string and just like, 53 years old, just like,
imagine like, take your kids to work day.
See, what strikes me is
that... He's an IT worker too.
Yeah,
so
he's an IT
like,
worker.
So he's got his laptop like, there while stripping.
Nerdy physique, balding, receding hairline.
People are stuffing, I don't know, World of Warcraft, like, memberships into his... Oh, wow, I get to play for another 3 months.
Gold subscription.
There seems to be like a theme going with the news stories.
Just a little bit.
Tiger Woods' mistresses are taking another swing at him. Nice bit of a pun there. We miss our pun from
you.
Tiger Woods' mistresses are taking another swing at him with a porno. The three porn stars Woods bedded will star in Three Mistresses, Notorious Tales of the World's Greatest Golfer. Devon James, Holly Sampson and Jocelyn James. They must be related to Devon James. You can look those up, kids, when you've got some free time. Just make sure you go into Google incognito mode. They will discuss candidly the then-married golfer's sexual prowess and predilections. They'll also simulate the sordid acts with male actors.
Oh, yes!
Hopefully all, like, people dressed as Tiger Woods just coming in like, I'm half Asian, half black. How's it going, girls?
What?
He is. Have you seen Tiger Woods?
He does not in any way look half Asian.
He is, though.
He does, a little bit.
He is, like, literally half Asian.
Well, there you go.
I'm not being
the
racist.
The more you know. I thought you were just being really racist.
We're only 12 minutes in and I'm already being racist. Sorry, it's only fucking news.
Fucking news.
Okay, now I've got a couple here. I haven't read this one yet, so I don't know where it's going, but the title is Eggs We Too Healthy.
No.
Boys' urine is the key ingredients in China's virgin boy eggs. Oh my god. With buckets of its collected from primary schools in Dongyana City for seasonal snack.
Fully supported by the Catholic Church.
Of course. Soaking and cooking eggs in the urine of boys, preferably under 10, is a spring tradition, and the scent of them being cooked in pots of urine by street vendors is unmistakable. Mmm, that fresh smell of under 10-year-old
fresh
urine.
Freshly squeezed boy.
Mm. The eggs simmer for an entire day in great vats of urine, and a day without their shells.
How do they collect this? Do they just get them to piss in a bucket or something?
Yeah, like the...
It's like when kids have their
like,
shots, they all like line up.
And then there's like the milkman who has to come and collect it.
The buckets of 10-year-old's urine. Vendor D. Yaoua says they can have... Vendor D. Yaoua says they have fragrance and can protect against heat stroke. Of course, these crazy Chinese wacky... medical methods. You remember we were talking about the panda poo, that guy?
Mm-hmm. I hope it's the same guy.
Yeah, it's the same guy. I was making panda poo, but now...
Boy urine.
It's not as rare. Our family has them for every meal, he says. Oh, here we go. A German artist has had the cheeks to create a loo roll with Adolf Hitler's face on each sheet. The draw your own shitler toilet paper designed by student Goring Buckrucker, 32, from Bonn, shows Hitler without his trademark mustache and invites buyers to add a brown one when they use it.
Oh, God.
I'd buy that, you know.
What a contribution to society.
Yeah.
Have you seen the ones that are sort of similar that you can get your ex boyfriend or girlfriend's face on the toilet paper?
No, I have not
you
seen
them. Where do you get those?
I saw them somewhere. Like,
oh, I could think. I could think of a few people.
Ex-boyfriend on the toilet roll.
Yeah.
Matty D's love tips coming up soon.
You put in a picture of them and they print it on the toilet roll. So.
Wow, I'd get a picture of Ron Jeremy.
Draw his
without a mustache.
So you can come in.
Oh, God!
Hey, it's all censored. I can do what I want.
I made a boobage. That's not me just saying that. A female school teacher in Florida has stepped down after she apparently went to measure a student's exposed boobage in class with a ruler. Wow. What? To be in class on that day, wow.
How can you do...
Nice.
You're Matt's, becoming a teacher, right?
Yeah, I'm studying a teacher. There's no way.
You're studying a teacher?
I said studying to be a teacher.
Okay. Matt's teacher, Joan Bannister, 53, drew attention to the girl's cleavage when she said it... and said she was certain to be in violation of the dress code as if she measured her. The girl complained. Bannister approached her with a ruler. Bannister denied saying boobage, but admitted to taking to the girl about the dress code. She said she never touched the girl, but she could have handled the situation better. Wow. To maybe be in the class that day. Your cleavage is looking quite boobagey. Now let me measure that and see if it's up to regulation.
Yeah. Maybe it was like a maths class, so it sort of like worked in context. Just using things around the room.
The sum of the two sides of the cleavage is equal to the sum of the opposing side.
For example, look at Becky's breasts.
Becky,
do you want to see two acute, no, not acute, two isosceles triangles? Look at Becky's boobs. I don't know where this is going. You want to see the radius of Becky's boobs?
I'm just imagining two like completely triangular breasts. Yes,
Madonna. All
right.
She has right angle breasts.
How do we find
the hypotenuse?
It's like games from the 90s. You know, games like Tomb Raider, the original Tomb Raider, boobs are like triangles.
Triangle boobs.
Yeah.
A Texas teenager has been doused with blood during a drink driving demonstration. Of course, that's the first thing I think of when drink driving. A paramedic leading a lesson for high school students about the grisly dangers of drink driving dumped the human blood on a teenager during a reenactment.
It was actual human blood?
Apparently so.
Do they get it from the same Chinese guy?
Next to the urine mats, they got the 10-year-old's blood. Oh, period blood. Sorry.
Don't get them mixed up.
Officials apologised for the incident, but instead... Oh, and insisted the blood was clean and posed no danger.
What, did it accidentally get like a HIV positive guy and just throw a bunch of blood on the kid?
Why? What did he say? Okay, so you've had a few whiskeys.
You've had a few.
You're at the reenactment. Okay, Kyle, you're at the reenactment. Okay, right. I'm so glad you came here for this reenactment.
Wow, I'm really, really excited to be in this reenactment. I can't wait to get behind the wheel.
Okay, I'm glad you come. So pretend you've had a few whiskeys.
Pretend?
Yeah. Get behind the wheel of this pretend car. Okay, you ready? Okay.
Pretend.
So this is what happens. So as soon as you start driving, splosh! Blood all over you. There we go. You learnt your lesson now. This is what happens when you drink and drive.
Having flashbacks of my childhood.
What?
No,
don't go there.
Okay.
Kidding.
Not all doom and gloom. The end of the world may be a problem halved for singles preparing for the worst.
Hmm?
What?
Yeah,
Doomsdayers, dating site Survivalist Singles, boast the slogan, "Don't face the future alone." But new owner Andrea Burke, 45, from Montana, prefers find love for less than the price of a box of bullets. What is this, like, dating for fans of the game Fallout? I don't know what's going on here. Larissa Karma, 42, who has a bug-out bag of gear at her door in case of a disaster, says... I've come across a lot of freaks who say I'm a mile underground in Nebraska. One 44-year-old woman wants a survival group to help her make human manure fertilizer. That was left field.
Okay, then.
Interesting. What was the point of that story?
There was a dating site set up for people who were like, you know, for the apocalypse. So the end of the world happens, nuclear... Holocaust happens,
and then the first thing you're thinking is
that a mushroom cloud on the distance? Oh, better start dating. So, what did Matty D say about like nuclear fallout?
To dive right in, but at least
dive right in whether you're a mutant.
At least they're thinking long term, though. That's good. It's good. It's good. They're looking for partners for the rest of their life.
I don't think that's long term.
Few months until we all die.
Yeah. Okay. Now this one I like because it had the title Dopey Couple and then Stoners Come a Cropper, which you know is wholeheartedly Australian. A couple had perhaps smoked too much of their own product when they called the police to report a robbery. The theft of the illegal cannabis crop they were growing upstairs. So they've called the police. They've gone, help, help, there's been a robbery. The police came over And they're like, they've stolen some of our marijuana from upstairs. Quite like Boy George when he called up the police when he said, one of my 15 bags of cocaine has been stolen. When he actually had just snorted it. Police stole Stoke-on-Trent Crown Court when they had turned up at the home of Colin Roberts and Mandy Coughlin. I'm glad they have all the names in the story, full names, so you can find them on Facebook.
Who live at da-da-da.
In response to the reported robbery last April, they were hit by a pungent smell of cannabis. They said it soon became apparent that the couple had had claimed their $15,000 robbery concerned the theft of a dozen cannabis plants they had been growing in their indoor dope farm. When police tried to arrest Roberts, his partner came angry and attempted to rescue him by producing an air pistol and threatening the officer. Of course, that's going to work out well, just threatening the police officer when you're like, oh shit, someone stole my weed, man! You should probably come to jail then. Ah! I'll shoot you with this air gun.
I'm thinking like a child's play toy.
What is an air gun? Did he just hold his like hands out? Like,
oh no, an air gun is basically like it shoots pellets.
Yeah, a little
like
pellet rifle.
Pellets.
But when I thought air gun, I thought to like the child's plastic like fake
Nerf gun.
No, not even that. Like one of the fake cowboy guns that you can get. She thought like it was real.
Sorry. The gun was wrestled from her by police, but then she ran outdoors, found a piece of glass, and threatened to slash her throat, like her own throat, I guess.
Yeah. I guess so, yeah.
Stand back or I'll kill myself!
That's it.
Do it then. Yes, of course. Prosecutor David Bennett said Coughlin appeared to be intoxicated. No shit. Officers had told the court they found a gazebo set up in the upstairs bedroom. Ooh, gazebo in the upstairs bedroom. Now, that's a real estate up. With 16 pots with just stubs left as the rest of the cannabis plants had been harvested. They also found a quantity of the drug. No shit. The court was told the potential yield of the plants and value of the drugs left in the house was about $3,000.
And they smoked it all.
So apparently it wasn't that, like, you know.
Every last drop.
Robert said he smoked the cannabis to relieve the pain from Crohn's disease.
From talking to his wife.
With an air gun. Alright, the couple pleaded guilty to cannabis cultivation, and Coughlin also pleaded guilty to possessing a firearm and intent to cause fear of violence.
Morons.
The pair were handed 12 months prison sentences and suspended for 2 years, so they can continue to grow pot for another 2 years.
What are you here for?
Someone stole my cannabis.
Robert also must complete 240 hours of unpaid work, and Coughlin must attend an alcohol and drug support service. So there was a happy end in the...
We don't condone drugs. No. I just thought we'd say that.
Speak for yourself.
We're just telling a story about people who just got arrested. If that's not anti-drugs enough, I think
we
don't really need to say it. Don't you think?
I think so, maybe.
Agreed. I'm glad we're getting the point across. This has been a Guess Who's Coming to Dinner PSA. Drugs are
after
bad.
After dinner PSA.
It's the
same thing. It's a branch off. We're like, you know, we had Midnight Express, Off the Rails, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Dinner after dinner.
Yeah. Ah, wow. It's like a whole world. And this would probably be like a whole new thing too, because we're not doing Guess Who's Coming to Dinner anymore, so we're going to have to come up with a new show. We do more shows than like most actual radio people do.
What, we have to think of another new name and another podcast name and then change
so
it again.
To come up with Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, we already
we
talked
about
it.
We thought it was so clever.
Yeah. Well, no, Carl came up with it for a
That's
totally
because I saw it in Civic Video and I said, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? How about that?
We can kind of like talk about this now, but like it's funny that what we all thought about
it now.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Like what did you think about Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
He came up with it.
You thought about like it was like a person bringing a black man home.
Yeah, well that's what the movie's about.
Is that what the movie's about? Yeah.
That is exactly what the movie is about.
Mm.
Well, there is a Blockbuster around the corner.
Maybe we should just go there and get some inspiration.
Yeah.
Oh, we're our next podcast is called Hobo with a Shotgun. Starring whatever that guy's name was. I can't even remember.
That was a weird movie.
Oh, jeez. You didn't even watch all of it?
No, I fell asleep.
Anywho, you were going to go into the guest who's coming to know what you're thinking of?
Yeah, what
do you really want to go into it?
No, let's just move on.
Okay, moving on. Okay, we'll probably do Lifestyles with Carl now.
Okay.
We haven't mentioned it yet, but the Facebook group now is Guess Who's Coming to Dinner After Dinner Podcast. That's it. That's all you have to do a search for. It's just Guess Who's Coming to Dinner After Dinner Podcast.
You can't miss the page.
And of course, you've already listening to this, so I don't know why I'm saying it, but you can find this on iTunes by just searching for After Dinner. It's the first podcast that comes up for After Dinner. And well, what can I say? Lifestyles with Carl, can you explain it to us?
Lifestyles with Carl. Oh, fuck me. It's been that long since I've thought about it. I actually can't remember what we were to say. Lifestyles with Kyle is when you can send in your questions to me and I'll answer them in the best way that I can. Usually this means I'm going to be insulting whoever asks a question.
It's you complaining for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I get my own segment just to complain about what's wrong with the world.
Yeah.
Ever since we created, we're just trying to like provoke the most infuriating answer from you that we could think possible.
It's really not difficult.
No, not at all.
There's a lot of buttons to push.
But anyway, lifestyles. What would you say is a lifestyle question? You know, food, music.
Yeah, culture, arts, sort of stuff.
Yeah, arts. Basic, leisure.
Yeah.
All sorts of
leisure.
However you want to correctly pronunciate it.
Or pronounce it.
Shut up.
And anyway. Here's grammar with Kyle.
Grammar, yeah, like you say, good grammar.
It makes for a good life.
I should probably point out that on the fridge behind us, we have the official Guess Who's Coming to Dinner winner of the fan art competition that we had several months ago. It's right there on my fridge.
Mine's on my fridge as well.
Oh, wow!
Yeah, I know.
Hey, you were going to do us a proper one on the computer, but you haven't done it.
Yeah. Well, we kind of...
Lazy bastard.
No, we kind of... Lazy. Well, I didn't know that we had a show for a while because... We went off the radio station.
Yeah, that's true.
We went off the rails.
We went off the rails.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Inside joke.
All right, I should probably... Yeah, lifestyles with Carl. Okay, Carl, you can probably already read the questions that I have here, but who cares?
Okay.
The first one I have is... unfortunately, I couldn't find any, so I had to think of them myself.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on the recent explosion of electronic music, settle, i.e. dubstep, hitting our eardrums in recent months? So, of course, you all know that... Dubstep has blown up. It's in the charts. It's on, like, Mairead, you said that, like, one of Skrillex's songs was on...
Number four in
the official charts.
I want to punch that guy in the face. To be honest, when I first saw a picture of Skrillex, I legitimately thought he was a she and she was a lesbian. I actually thought that, and until I Wikipedia...
And you told me, you told me that, and I believed it.
Yeah.
So, like, I looked it up myself and went, that's not true.
Yeah, because I just saw a photo and I said, oh my god, what an ugly bitch.
So, but wait, let's be fair, like, you know, there's probably some people listening to this, if there is any.
Who like Skrillex?
Who like dubstep, you know, I mean, we've come across a few people who listen to dubstep. But what are your experiences, you and Matty D, what are your experiences with dubstep?
As a whole,
like, sort of summed up.
Horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Like, now, where have you heard it? Where have you heard
clubs,
it?
Clubs. Like, just... Clubs? Late clubs, or, like, in the back of a friend's car, or cars driving down the street.
People's houses.
Yeah, just all the regular spots. It's popping up everywhere. It's like a fucking
virus.
Yeah,
it's suddenly, like, as of recent months, it's bam! Yeah. Everyone's into it. Everyone listens to it. It's on the radio.
Yeah.
Like, Skrillex won, like, a freaking Grammy. I can't believe that.
I want to fucking hit her.
And
him.
Shim. Yeah. So, okay, so what are your overall thoughts on dubstep?
It is not... It's not music. Anybody that calls it music doesn't deserve to have ears. It's just ridiculous. It's the same thing.
The
it's
most like, common
it's like
comparison is it's like a dial-up modem.
Yeah.
Starting up.
It's like
with a drum beat underneath.
I kind of like it.
Here, you want to?
Shut. The next segment will be us beating up Matty D.
This is dubstep. Boom boom. Wah 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 wah. Boom boom. Just do that.
You could get a Grammy for this.
Ah, Grammy, here we come.
You could get a Grammy instead
of a dead mouse. So, it's shit.
It's shit. And easily,
why?
It's shit.
And why? Like, how does it compare to, I don't know, Nickelback?
I don't know. I was having this debate with myself the other day, actually. I thought...
A mass debate with yourself?
Yes, a mass debate. I was... Shut up.
Good job, Kieran. We have a laugh track now. I like it.
And I thought, what do I dislike more, Skrillex or Nickelback? And I really could not decide. I could not bring myself to...
Okay,
I hate them equally.
In Nickelback's favour, they're all like
see, they're
traditional
both...
instruments. When I say traditional, I don't mean like the lute or the oud.
That would make it better.
They've got like, you know, guitars, drums, you know.
Yeah, okay, basses. Well, I guess the fact that they're legitimate
Skrillex
musicians.
Skrillex is all like, you know, it's
he's sitting
generated.
At a keyboard, just
yeah, he's
pushing
sitting there
the
like sampling.
Yeah. So, it's, yeah, I guess I could say that prefer Nickelback's.
Oh my god. Only
slightly over Skrillex. I'm talking like a margin of a percentage here.
You don't even like the sound. Well, I'm guessing you don't like the sound of dubstep.
No.
Okay, so let's go back to Matty D. No, I like the look of dubstep.
I do. I'm not saying I like all dubstep, but I like some of it. I don't hate it.
Like what? What's your favourite dubstep
track? Go on, give us one. Well, I don't.
How does it go?
No, but I like the Zelda remixes. That's what.
Oh,
I like.
That one, that.
Yeah,
that's right.
They're awesome.
All right. I will admit that
is kind of cool.
Yeah, but purely for the novelty of it.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, and dubstep's not a novelty.
I'm not going to put that on my
album. So you like it because it's a novelty, not because you actually enjoy the music.
You're like, oh, this is something different. Like, I'm going to get into this.
I like the sound of it sometimes. I think it's good in clubs. And Pink Floyd doesn't have a little bit of that as well.
Not really.
They have tracks of people walking. Not bagging out on Pink Floyd, because, as you know, I love Pink Floyd. But, you know, it's a similar sort of thing.
But that actually is recorded by real things.
Yeah, and they have lyrics.
Some of their songs don't.
A lot of the songs do. Mm. And when they don't have them, at least they have a point behind it. It's not just a remix of crap.
You know, at least they'll have like a guitar in there or some drums or something. Yeah. Or, you know, at least some cool sounding synth. I don't mind some synth music, but like,
yeah.
You know, like if I'm listening to like Gary Newman or something, I can dance to that. But like dubstep sort of like is, you've turned that up to max and you're getting distortion sort of sound.
Yeah.
You know, like, even techno wasn't that bad. I mean, I don't like techno, but even it's not as bad as dubstep, my god.
I remember when dubstep first popped up. It was like Kony 2012. It was really one of those things where you're just on Facebook and all of a sudden somebody's posted a video and you're like, oh, what's this? I'll check it out. Oh my god.
Oh, it's a ranger going, dubstep!
Clicking that link was a mistake.
Yeah, it just sort of came up.
I think I'm going to go get drunk and masturbate in public now.
No, we'll go back into that. Okay, so we actually have one from Ben, a question from Ben here. He's the only one who sent it something. I can just quickly double check that if anyone else has actually sent anything in. Nope.
Aww.
Typical, huh?
Yeah.
Typical. But anyway, his question is, what would you guys, so it's not just Kyle, but all of us, what would you guys advise as ways of stress relief?
Go to Google Images, take off Safe Search, and type in best faps.
Oh. okay, so your answer is just porn.
Yeah.
No,
is that your answer to every other thing as well?
So you're saying the best way to relieve stress...
Get drunk and masturbate in public.
What are you advise of getting over sadness? Look up fap in Google.
No, but really, like, when you're stressed out and you're like, say, there's other people around or you're down the street or, like, your mum's home, what do you do instead of masturbation that, like, relaxes you? I mean, you're not going to just start whip it out there in the lounge room while your mum's sitting there knitting or something.
I don't know. Carl might be.
No, I would never do that. My mum's an angel. I don't know. You've seen me stress out before. What did I do then?
You just seem to stress out.
Drink
more.
No, like prior to getting on a show or something, like I'd be freaking out on the first night or something, and then I'd just be like, deep breathing, and then I just throw myself in there.
Are you talking about performing now? Like,
yeah, that's the
you
only
stress out before. That's really like going
the
on
only,
stage.
That's really the only example of stress that I've had.
Okay, so let's throw a general term out there. So nerves. So you don't have to just be an actor to have nerves. Like you could be going to like a job interview, or you could be going, I don't know, meeting your girlfriend's parents or something for the first time. I don't know, going to ask a girl out on a date. You've got nerves. So what do you do to overcome those nerves and sort of relax and not stress out and, you know, stay awake all night? Say you're lying in bed, you're stressed out about what's going to happen tomorrow. What do you do to settle down? I'm throwing this to you and Matty D, of course.
Okay.
And the two girls that we have sitting in as our laugh track.
I just try to get to sleep. There's really not much you can do if you've got...
But what relaxes you? What... No. What do you think?
Listen to some music, try and distract yourself.
Listen to some dubstep.
I said music.
I think if you think about it, like, logically, usually you can get over the stress that way. Also, like, doing some exercise. Like, I go for a run.
Exercise?
Yeah.
Releases endorphins into your brain. Yeah, that's what they say is a good thing to get over stress.
Go for a walk.
Have some chocolate. Have a nice cup of tea.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's not really good for leading up to it, nerves, but afterwards when you're freaked out about something bad happening, you're just like, chocolate, there we go.
Chocolate's always good.
Oh. Okay, so that's it. Like, drink, masturbate, listen to some music,
stress
some
is
tea.
Kind of a good thing. I think
eat chocolate
is can be a good thing.
Stress is a part of life.
Yeah,
exactly.
I see.
It means you're going to push yourself. So don't,
yeah, a little
don't
bit,
worry
little bit
stressed.
Of nerves are always good.
Okay, this is somewhat lifestyles. Okay, a couple of weeks ago, me and the lady friend who was sitting in Mairead.
Hi.
We of course said, you know, we're into lifestyles like Kyle. Let's go to Sexpo, which of course is, I don't know, the biggest yearly convention of all things.
And I'm really
sexual.
Not very happy that I missed out on that.
Is there a description? Yeah, and you missed out on it, Kyle. Sorry, it's a sexuality lifestyle expo. So really, it is lifestyles. It's right there in the title.
And you guys got to
meet
one of my heroes, bastards.
Who is that? Ron Jeremy, who we were talking about before. I like how it says here this program was printed in 2011. So they printed it last year. They were all ready for this year. They already knew what was going to happen. But yeah, we went. And of course, what do you imagine is at Sexpo, Carl? What do you imagine Sexpo to be?
The way I thought about it, it's just going to be a whole heap of porn stars and a lot of sex toys.
Okay, so you're half right there.
Okay.
There was a lot of sex toys.
Yeah.
A lot of what I'd say it was legal drugs. Or you'd say with legal drugs, wouldn't you, Mairead?
Synthetic
drugs, yeah, like synthetic marijuana, which is like going to be banned any day now or whatever.
Yeah.
What else was there? There was
motorbikes.
Oh yeah, motorbikes for some reason.
Motorbikes at Sexpo.
The occasional like porno stand, you know, maybe one or two porn stars. I was expecting like every second stall to be like another porn star, like, oh, here's Candy Sucks, here's
Jenna Jameson,
here's Jenna Jameson, here's I don't know,
a short redhead.
Oh,
a short redhead.
No, the short redhead.
Here's Evan Stone.
here's Evan Stone. I was keen to meet Evan Stone. I would shake his hand or I don't know his penis or something, whatever. But you know, there was maybe four porn stars that I saw the whole day. One of them, of course, being Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
The other is being
Belladonna,
who, like, you know, I've sort of been a fan of, but she's not my favourite. And then, of course, there was Michaels or Macintosh or Mercedes. Nina Mercedes, there we go. And
got it.
And
Alexis Texas,
who I've never fucking heard of in my life.
I really liked Alexis.
But we were there. We were wandering around.
Love.
Oh, no, sorry. There was also a whole heap of lingerie stores as well.
As expected.
So, lots of sex toys, lots of lingerie, not much else.
Did you see the furniture stand?
What about Picasso?
No, I didn't.
Picasso.
Oh, Picasso. There was this guy called Picasso who painted penises. pictures. With his penis. He literally dipped his penis, like his bell end, in some paint on a canvas. Like people were sitting there like smiling on a lounge while he was there completely naked with his penis, like drawing like this fat woman with his penis. It was hilarious. And that was the first thing we looked at when we went inside as well.
I love that there was those stands that sort of stood out, like the green stuff.
Oh no, like that one that was like Jesus Loves Porn Stars. And I was like, oh, what's this? And they had us like this pamphlet. I went home and looked it up and it was just like something about like porn addiction from the church.
How to beat porn addiction.
Yeah. And I was just like, that's not cool. But yeah, of course, like Matty D sort of suggested here. We were walking around having a good time. And then, of course, we run into someone we know. And of course, this guy comes over and taps my arm. And I'm sort of like, you know, trying to not look anyone in the eye at the same time as like looking at a dildo or something. But someone taps me on the arm, and I'm sort of like, who's this tapping me on the arm? I turn around and have a look, and it's Matty D!
Yeah.
Of course, we run into Matty D right there in Sexpo. And I was so shocked, I was like, what are you doing here, man? And so, yeah, what are the chances of that?
Neither of you wanted to be spotted by someone.
Apparently, you were there, like picking up tips, like love tips from the like porn stars.
It's like my Hajj.
Your what?
My pilgrimage that I make.
Oh, okay.
The Sexpo.
And you actually got Ron Jeremy's autograph, though. I saw Ron Jeremy. Like, I was literally walking around with Mairead going, where's Ron Jeremy? Where's Ron Jeremy? And then as soon as I said it, I basically, just to my right, like a couple of steps away from me, stood Ron Jeremy himself. basically out there in the open. And I was just like, oh, that's him. And the Moraine was like, oh, you're going to meet him. Go on, go on, go up and meet him. And I was just like, kind of looked him down. He was kind of really short, kind of greasy, kind of graying a bit around the edges. and he was like looking at this woman across, like at the stall opposite, kind of like with his tongue out, going, like drawing her over, and like she was like trying to hug him, and he was like trying to slip the tongue into her throat. Or something.
What
and
a I guy! Like, I love that guy.
I kind of don't want to.
Not he to mention, he was about 5 foot.
Yeah. Well, I said. Very, he was really short. Fat. But Manny, did you got his autograph?
Yeah, I did.
Did he say anything? He was like, no, hey, man, how's it going?
He didn't talk to me at all.
That's a shame.
Like, I went over to his stand, and you had to pay to see him.
So yeah,
like,
you do. You have to pay like $10.
Not
or
doing 20? That. I'm Matty 20. D. I don't think so.
You're like, hey, Ron Jeremy, have you heard of me? I'm Matty D.
So I just got him, and I was just like, hey, can I get his autograph? And it was Fraser. They're like, and the woman there was just like, I don't see why not. And she's like, what do you want signed? I was like, I don't care. So
they signed like a bit of paper with some like Asian guy naked on.
She just picks up this pamphlet and just like throws it at him, and he's like, huh? And he doesn't he seems like he's like gone, and he just
it's just insane.
Puts his John Hancock, as it were.
Oh, please don't say Hancock and Ron Jeremy in the same sentence.
Yeah, I walked away with Ron Jeremy's autograph.
Yeah, and so okay, I was pretty happy. I was kind of hoping that you met him when he was just a man. I had a friend actually who did meet him.
Really?
And he played like a little tune on the harmonica for him. No joke.
Wow.
Like Ron Jeremy, like
so when talents. You say that, you mean he?
Oh, he literally played on the harmonica. He didn't like pop his cock in his mouth. No, but they also had like all these live shows as well. Like
Bombshell Babes.
There was like these strippers called the Bombshell Babes who were, you know, quite enjoyable. But they also had like a hypnotist act, so people were up there like sort of like rubbing themselves on stage while this guy's like, imagine the most sexual thing in your life. But in between the shows they had like these big screens, and they were showing like these I don't know, sort of things that they'd filmed in previous days or previous festivals. And one of these things, which was hilarious, and all day they had this music in the background, like most of it was like 70s rock and sort of like 80s pop for some reason.
Nice.
And
mostly your music.
It was basically like listening to Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, but without us. And they were playing Video Killed the Radio Star, and up on the screen they were showing like all these really regular sort of boring looking dudes dancing around in G-strings, like sort of stripping, and then like they couldn't dance, so they were just sort of like wiggling around the stage. And there was this Asian guy that Mairead loved, and he was just sort of like swaying his ass from side to side while like waving his arms in the air, and it was so hilarious. The whole crowd was just sitting there mesmerized watching the screen. It wasn't happening on stage.
Yeah, I was there for that actually.
And
were
they were like
you?
The crowd was
he
like,
saw it live.
No, I didn't see it live. I saw it on the TV.
But,
what about the old guy?
The old guy.
And there was an old guy, like, flashing his junk at the
and every time
he
camera, did, the entire
the whole
audience
was like, oh! But, you know, and then the strippers came out, like, real-life strippers came out, and they were, like, pretty decent strippers. They were, like, angle-grinding their groin with, like, angle-grinders, and sparks were flying out, and they were, swinging around the poles and, like, finger-blasting on stage. and the audience just was sitting there just, like, doing nothing. It was just me and Mairead were the only people out there going, take it off. And Russell Gilbert was there, like the Russell Gilbert. He was there on the side, just going, "Oh, give it up for the Bombshell."
I didn't see Russell Gilbert.
I did.
Whole show. I didn't see him. I saw him.
But
last year.
Anyway, the so reason I'm talking about this, what would you have done if you went, Carl?
Oh my god, I don't know. I would have probably forced myself to talk to Ron Jeremy.
I would have given slapped up him in the face. Listen to me.
As soon as I found him, I would have given up that $20 in no time at all. I would have had the best.
And hopefully, you would have been playing your harmonica in no time.
We would have become best friends, me and Ron, I think.
Oh, he's hoping.
Imagine that if I brought Ron Jeremy home.
He kind of looked like a fat, shorter version of
I thought you were going to say Kyle for a second.
Of Ron Simmons, yeah.
Who's Ron Simmons?
Kiss.
Gene Simmons.
Ron Simmons. I just mixed the name up together. But yeah, he looks like Gene Simmons. But
anyway, we thought, you know, if we're going to Sexpo, we're not going to leave you empty-handed, Carl. So of course, we all pitched in, and we got you this show bag, which I'm handing you now, and I'd like you to just go through the contents and see what you find. So we've got a little black label show bag here for you. What's that here? The first thing you brought out there?
I've always wanted one.
Read it out.
I got a vibrating ring. Increasing the joy during sexual intercourse, stimulation of vibrating and rubbing make your lover come into climax quickly.
Okay, so it's a vibrating cock ring.
And apparently it stores semen.
Oh,
exchangeable batteries. This is great. Can
so,
I open it?
So
oh, no. Regularly. Go through everything first. We haven't got all that. We still haven't had many of these love tips, which I think this is a perfect lead-in. What else have you got in there? Oh, here we go. What you always wanted.
Oh, a massager. A back massager.
Oh, I saw these advertised, but it's only a 6.5-incher.
Explain what it is.
It's a glow-by-day vibro. 6 inches of satisfying day glowing material. Just thinking about it ignites your innermost senses.
It's a vibrator.
Yeah, it's a big blue vibrator.
No, it's a multi-speed massage controller. That's what it is.
Okay, digging into your bag.
What else have we got here? We got Castle Erotica.
It's a movie.
Oh,
you read
it's
out
a
the
DVD. I was
back.
Really hoping
read,
it was like a board
the
game.
The
blurb for Castle
board games
Erotica.
There, by the way.
On a trip to Italy, two sexy girls find themselves working at an enchanted castle as they were robbed after a late night with figurines that represent... What is that? What is that word?
I don't know. It looks like figurines, but spelt wrong.
It's got a J in it. That represent the guests. They began playing Cupid and having some hot, steamy fun. What would you do if you had control over a castle full of hot babes? Well, we've already talked about this. This was, what do we call it? Kyle's,
I looked at the DVD, it's sort of come like in like a cardboard sort of square.
So, I'll be watching that later. What else have we got in here?
Okay, what have you got? Oh! You've got the Australian sex paper.
The Australian sex paper. Is this like a newspaper just for sex?
Oh my god! Oh,
it's a joke page!
Jesus. He's opened it up to the jokes. What did you say?
Nothing.
This is like pretty full on stuff.
Oh my god, that could be a shock.
Okay, so Carl's flipping through this magazine now, and there's just like really
did you guys
interesting pictures.
Did you guys handpick this?
No, this came in the show bag. Really interesting people. If you look at the start of the
magazine,
look
at the horror magazine.
Sweet cheeks.
Alright, so.
Oh god. This isn't even sexy half of this. Underwater sex?
A lot of the pictures are actually sent in by the users. That's right, I've read the whole magazine. A lot of the pictures are actually sent in by the readers.
Oh.
So that's why, yeah. Okay, moving on.
Anyway, next
what
thing.
What else do we have in here? Something at the bottom.
Oh,
got some lube
I got
there.
Some water-based personal lubricant.
Wet stuff. Great.
Safer sex.
You can use that with the cock ring.
Is any...
Or a vibrator. Oh, sorry, personal massager.
Oh, yeah. You can use the vibrator there.
Yes, what I've always wanted. It's like my birthday's come early.
I hope you get a fleshlight.
All right, and the last thing in the magazine is a
18 Angel Delight.
Ooh.
This is a hell of a lot better than the last one.
Not by far, if you look into it. Like, Carl's flipping through the magazine
God.
Right now.
She looks like... Laura Duckworth? Laura Duckworth. And she's got this look on
her
face that looks like she's about to kill me.
It sounds like something that would send in a newspaper. Then.
She looks so angry.
She's so hairy, too. Look at that.
More
readers
photos.
So this part of the show is actually called Lifestyle Magazines with Kyle.
Kyle looks at porn.
Yeah, hold on. I think the redhead's in this magazine that I was talking about.
Oh no, what? Really?
What are you talking about?
No, she's not in this.
Let's probably move along. Nobody wants to hear, like,
come on, we've got 30-second wank with our grannies.
What?
Yeah, call our old dirty ladies at home right now for quick, filthy spunk relief.
Jeez.
Could we do that live on air?
No.
Maybe another show.
This is great. I'm frigging my cunt ready for fucking. What does that even mean? What's frigging your cunt?
Frigging in the rigging?
There's a lot of grannies in here. Oh, strict bitch. Call and receive your punishment now.
Wow.
Expert
elimination. This is
one of my favorite. Kinky old tart.
Alright, so this probably leads us perfectly into Maddie D's love tips.
cunt cream.
Granny's cunt cream. Slide in a granny's cunt.
Wow.
Oh,
granny okay. creams while she waits.
Okay, so while you put that away, I'm I'll bring up Matty D's questions. So you can, of course, you know, you can put that in your own private stash. Your vibrator cock ring and a whole bunch of pornography.
Thank you, guys. I'm so happy. It's like
yeah, it's like just it's being like a sex there. Okay, okay. These questions are kind of strange, so you're going to have to bear with me. So, Matty D's love tips. Can you explain this to us, Matty D?
Matty D, love tips is when...
It started off with as romance with Matty D, I learned the other day. It was originally romance with Matty D, but somehow turned into Matty D's love tips. So, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, it kind of evolved, didn't it? It sort of evolved this way. But Matty D's love tips is when you, the listener, sends in questions to do with anything...
Kyle is opening up his vibrating cock ring.
Anything no, love resist. Or romance related, and I answer said questions.
Okay.
In a saucy and promiscuous way.
I wish this copy of 17 Exquisite Angels wasn't in front of me.
Oh, God.
While I'm in this. Can you put those up?
Carl just I took one of the magazines off and Carl wasn't happy with what he saw in front of the front covers and turned it upside down to something worse.
Can we hide this for a little bit at least until we finish recording?
Yes, can we focus?
Okay, okay. Oh, wow, okay, jeez. Alright,
pigtails. Alright, let's do this.
Anyway, so one of the questions I found recently in one of the publications I read was my girlfriend is desperate for Harry. She thinks about it day and night and I'm far from smooth. How can I satisfy her? Now, this is a bit of an interesting one, because I didn't really understand it myself when I read it.
I don't understand.
My girlfriend is desperate for Harry, so I don't know what that quite means. Does that mean, like...
She wants a hairy guy?
Does she want a guy with, like, hairy chest, hairy back, hairy face?
But it sounds like he's already hairy.
Yeah.
No, I'm far from smooth.
She thinks about a day from night, far from smooth. So, is he, what, Grizzly Adams? I don't know what.
Maybe he's like saying he's not smooth
hairy.
As any.
How can I satisfy her? Okay, so the real question here is, she likes hairy guys. How can he satisfy her? Matty D?
By not shaving?
Anything.
Oh. I don't understand the question.
Neither do I, to be honest. Okay. She's desperate for Harry.
She wants a hairy guy, but from what it sounds like...
He said he's far from smooth.
So
which means he's hairy.
So we can look at it a different way. It could be a girl. They could be a lesbian couple. My girlfriend is desperate for Harry. She thinks about it day and night, and I'm far from smooth. How can I satisfy her? Wow. Bit of... still doesn't make sense.
Dive right in.
To that next question.
How
do you feel about hair? What's your...
How do I feel about hair?
Yeah, I mean, you're like a hairy guy yourself. How do the ladies...
I'm not
respond?
A hairy guy.
You're in comparison to some.
Comparison to me.
Man.
Oh, wait.
Carl's got his shirt off.
Carl has, like... If he takes his shirt off, he's, like, wearing a jumper. Basically. But
a
anyway...
manly man.
I'm not particularly into hairy girls.
Okay. But do you know any girls who are into hairy guys?
Yeah, I do, actually. I'm living with one on Res. She really likes hairy guys.
Okay.
She's actually really
attractive.
Can
you get more into it? Oh, she's really attractive. Like, you're surprised.
She's really attractive, yeah. No, well,
she could have any guy she wants.
but she really, like, I don't know. It seems like some girls really think that, you know, if you're really hairy, that's sort of a manly thing. And if you're really smooth, it's kind of not so manly.
Mm. I suppose it is kind of like... little boyish, like,
yeah.
We were talking about this the other day. I suppose it's kind of weird to dwell on it, but we were talking about to somebody, Mairead, weren't we? That we were saying, like, people are creeped out by the idea of women or men having no body hair at all, like no pubic hair,
body hair, pubic hair,
like no pubic hair at all, like because they consider that to be like,
they see it as a
adolescent
relation, yeah, to an underage person. Yeah. So they see it as like if you like that sort of thing, then you must like children, which is very wrong.
Yeah. Maybe you just don't want to get hair in your mouth.
Yeah, and so like that's my point.
How
like
I see
I'm
it.
Not into I'm not into like. Children, but it doesn't mean I want to have like a mouthful of fuzz when I go, you know, down to Beat City. But still,
down to Beat City.
And you know, I don't want a girl with like a hairy armpit or a hairy nipple. I mean, that would just be fucking foul. You know?
Why is your mouth going on the armpit though?
No, but even so, I don't have to have, I don't have to be like tonguing the armpit to still appreciate a girl with a smooth armpit. Like, some girls don't shave their armpits. Yeah. I mean, Jody might have like a hairy armpit. Do you, Jody?
No.
Oh, I'm glad you showed us.
I'm just like really freaked out.
Let's talk about Jody's.
Anyway,
my question was,
my girlfriend is desperate for hairy. She thinks about it day and night, and I'm far from smooth. How can I satisfy her?
If she's your girlfriend, then pretty sure you're fine.
Yeah, I suppose she's not. You're not.
If she's going out with you, then you must be doing something right.
My husband wants sex more than once or twice. My husband wants sex more than once or twice a week, but I don't. What should I do?
You should put out and stop being frigid.
Oh, I'm fantastic point.
Dive right in.
You're the woman, jeez. Dive right in.
Okay, so that's an issue.
Make a compromise.
You have to make a compromise. Obviously, since they're husband and wife, they're married, they're obviously living together. Mm. They have been for a while, I'd say, at least, you know, a couple of years, unless they're newlyweds. Yeah. But, you know, he wants sex. He wants to, you know, keep the relationship afiring.
And that's
and she doesn't want to hear it. She's probably, you know, had a couple of sessions over the weekend and then is tired, wants to concentrate on other things.
Wants to do a knitting.
Read a pubic hair into a jumper.
Why? Why did you just go there with that?
Harry, she's into, maybe it's the same girl. Anyway, so, advice.
Maybe it's because she's
doing you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, say take it from the guy's point of view. Mm. You're in a relationship. You want a lot of sex. You know, she's not into it. Take it from the girl's point of view. Your boyfriend or husband wants a lot of sex. And you're not up to speed. Your libido's like dragging along the ground like a gorilla's knuckles.
Hold on. They said that they have sex at least once a week. Once or twice. He just wants it more than that. Some couples don't have sex for months. So I mean, like, they're doing okay if they're having sex every week.
My husband wants sex more than once or twice a week.
Maybe they can take it in weeks. They can be like, this week, you know, we have sex more than twice a week, and then next week they do it differently.
So they have like week breaks.
Schedule it.
Appointments.
Next week.
Mark it on the calendar. Next Tuesday
at 7:30.
You know what's funny though?
Can we switch weeks?
I read Cleo Mag, and a lot of Cleo Mags say a good way to keep your sex life alive is to schedule it. Plan a time every week to have
appointments.
Sex.
Appointments.
That happens. Sunday
is for fucking.
Are we going to listen to Cleo?
That happens a lot, like with the couples, like after having kids. So it's like, actually, how about we set it up so that way the kids are out of the way, we don't have to deal with them walking in. It just makes it sound like another job. Like, oh, I've got to do the dishes, I've got to do the laundry, we've got to have sex,
and then I've got to walk the dog.
Then I've got to do the floors, like mop the floors. Oh, just so much in a day.
And then
you know?
If there's time left over, more sex.
A reminder on your iPad. iPad, it's like, gotta have sex. Oh man.
Up, sexy time.
You have to get up and have your coffee and then walk back into the bedroom.
I can book you in at six.
Sorry, I haven't shaved yet.
Running out late for our 1 p.m. Can we reschedule maybe for tomorrow?
So, okay, what's your advice here, Maddie D?
You got to make a compromise. That's a really lame answer.
You got to put her in a compromising position.
Either you sleep with me, or I smother the children in their sleep.
Karen!
What? It's a compromising position.
He died!
Okay.
No, but seriously.
Yeah, you got to make a compromise where, and sort of, be a little bit flexible to what the other person needs. It's not a hard situation to get out of, I don't think.
What if you're the guy though? What if you're
no
like
pun
super
intended.
Horny? What if you're like super horny, you're desperate for relief, and I don't know, you just want some sweet action.
May I be the first to advertise a vibrating cock ring?
I don't think that's for masturbation. I think that's for sexual purposes.
Yeah. I'll tell you later.
Jesus Christ. That's not a mental image for anybody. So your final answer is you've got to compromise. Yep. So what's your advice? What would you say to this woman? Say the woman.
I would say, I'm going to just take over here. I would say that if you can't do quantity, do quality. Just make it like
a really
just,
nice
just like,
session.
No, just like really go all out. Yeah.
Drag it
and
out
that way, just, like,
hours on end.
Yeah, because no one's going to expect you to like do the full
Monty.
Like just go all out with like, I don't know, candles or whatever every single time you do it. So just
make drugger.
Like once or twice. a fortnight, just go completely all over the top.
Or the opposite, you can make it really bad. So,
so he doesn't want it, so she, like, I don't know,
what,
she doesn't bathe.
Or something?
Yeah.
She doesn't bathe before the session or shave, and she's just, like, really limp. I don't know.
Girls can't be limp, Kieran.
If the girl's limp, that's a bit wrong.
Jesus Christ. Alright, moving on.
Oh, I miss these podcasts.
Anyway, I've been with a guy for 5 months and I really like him. But I think I'm in falling in love with his mum. Help?
Okay.
We've had a question like this
before.
You
really like him and you're falling in love with his mum. It takes a while to fall in love with somebody. I don't think you just fall in love with somebody's mum.
Yet alone your boyfriend.
So firstly, I would doubt that they would actually falling in love with them. I think they just want the person's mum.
What, you mean like sexually?
Sexually, yeah.
Just lusting.
Well, it's a woman though. I'm guessing it's a woman.
It could be
like,
a gay guy.
Yeah, I'm not sure
it
about
it. Could
the
be
two
a
guys.
Gay guy, two gay guys, and he
well,
like, goes straight for the mum.
You know, because the mum always does like interior designing, and she's, you know, she's, you know,
she's into guys as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so.
They've got something in common.
But still. No, let's just say it's a girl. Let's
yeah, alright, for the purpose.
Because it's more juicy.
Let's
right?
draw it broad.
It
yeah.
still makes her a lesbian.
So it's a girl
yeah.
and she's thinks she's falling in love with the mother. Help. So obviously
help.
It's not a comfortable situation.
Well yeah, you can't do anything because you've been with this guy for 5 months. That would be the biggest burn to go for. I'm assuming it's his, yeah, you know, it is his. Going for his mum, that would be pretty bad. So no go. No diving right in.
Yeah,
you
it would
serious?
Be weird though if you break up with a like a boy.
Could
and
you
go
could
and
you imagine that? Like you just broke up with a guy, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, you're still hanging out at the house having coffee, but you know that there's just been banging your mum.
Oh.
tell me what's
okay
on that.
I'm your new daddy. Oh, that would be weird.
You learned your
if
move.
She's like a single mum and they get like I don't know married or something, and then just like. Your ex-girlfriend is now, like, your stepmother?
It's like,
whoa.
You know what's really weird? You have the same moves as your mum.
Oh.
No, the other way around. That's not how your son does it.
Yeah.
What?
The girl going up to her, the mum.
Oh. Ooh.
She dated the boy, so she's been with the boy. Now she's been with the mum.
Like,
she
says,
she'll
go,
I see
where he got it from.
Yeah.
I knew somebody who hooked up with... two twins, like
what?
One twin who they went out with, and then another twin later on. And they said the creepiest thing was they kissed exactly the same.
Oh, so this was a guy. I
take this
it.
Is a girl.
A girl
hooked up with
a twin guy.
She dated
one of
the twins,
and then dated another.
And then one day, no. And then one day they broke up, and she got really drunk, and then just hooked up
with
the other twin. And she said, yeah, they kissed the same.
I mean, they are twins. They do look exactly the same, so I guess the lips
maybe
the same as well.
Practice on
each other.
Oh!
This
I don't
is,
want to think
this
that.
Is what Love Tips is now.
Filth.
Filth.
Absolute filth and debauchery.
This
creep.
Is what the show is. Filth.
Well, you know, our first show back in months, and I'm waving a cock ring and a dildo around.
Yeah, I just like that you have a dildo now. Like,
just,
how many other guys, you know, can say that they own a dildo? Jesus Christ.
Get alone a glow in the dark. Personal massage.
You don't lose it.
I imagine you running into town on a horse, just waving your finger out.
Woo, woo, woo.
I am Kyle.
Oh,
cutting the ribbon of the Sydney Harbour Bridge as you do that.
While wearing your cuff ring. Okay, so the advice there. Do we have advice then?
No go.
Don't
do
it.
Go either break up with the guy or...
Don't even bother.
Yeah, I would say break up with the guy. If you're having feelings with someone else,
yeah,
break up with that person.
Especially his mother.
Can't do that.
Indeed. At least you'll cook nice, I guess.
That is something.
I hope, anyway.
Mm.
Right.
Cookies. Yeah.
There was something I wanted to say, but we're so far gone. We've got talking about dildos.
We took a break.
We might as well just wrap up. We've been going for more than an hour.
Mm.
So, oh, there we go. That's the sound of the computer saying no, no, no. But yeah, really, it's what have we gone into? Like a lot of filth.
Yeah,
a lot of sex talk.
Yeah, a lot of sex talk. A lot of drug talk.
This is post Sexpo, so it makes sense.
Yeah, it's the Sexpo show.
It is the Sexpo show.
Yeah, but it was so weird seeing Manny D there. I've got to say, It was crazy.
I know. I did.
Like literally, I was sitting there, like, I think I was just admiring some stockings.
Yeah, and we were looking at the lingerie.
It wandered into the store. It was just like, hey, man, what's going on?
I believe your words were, the love guru himself.
Yeah, I did say that. I'm like, of course you're at sex, mate. You've got a stall, don't you? Stall 738, Matty D.
Yeah. I actually saw a lot of people I knew at Sexpo. It's kind of weird.
Really?
Yeah.
You were the only person I saw that I knew. I mean, aside from Ron Jeremy and...
You and Ron Jeremy are buds.
Yeah, I wish.
No, we would have become actually, buds.
Wish we brought him back and he could have been on the show as well. Imagine
that. Oh, imagine that. Special guest Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy.
Oh, we would.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Ew.
Now, Ron, stop doing that.
There's ladies present. Ooh, my lady. You just hear like oil dripping off his skin in the background.
Staining.
He gets
floor.
Up, we have to throw the couch away.
Oh yeah, but like there's just a big dark mark permanently on, like when you drop oil like on clothes or something, it just stays in the lounge forever, just like where he sat.
Constantly like tearing little Jeremy hairs out of the lounge.
He's like a cat.
Go to work, you just leave hair clothes all day.
Long black hairs, like long greasy black hairs on all your clothes.
Can we stop with this imagery?
I like how we start with Ron Jeremy and we wrap up with Ron Jeremy as well. It's great.
Ron Jeremy, this show goes out to you.
Yes. We know you're listening.
This is the Ron Jeremy episode.
Yeah.
Oh wow, I can't believe. Oh, did you at least talk to the other girl? Like, what was her name? Nina Mercedes.
I wanted to. I didn't get to say it. No,
a Puerto Rican pucha.
She didn't have a stand.
No, she was at Ron Jeremy's
stand. She was at the .xxx stand with Ron Jeremy.
Actually, I might
That's
have.
That's why you didn't talk to her. You didn't want to talk to Ron Jeremy.
To be honest, it's so true. There were a few porn, like girl porn stars there, and it was just like they may as well have been invisible, because I was like, Ron Jeremy. How bad is that?
It's sad when, like, you know, Ron Jeremy gets bigger press than, like, the female porn stars. Like, yeah. Alexis Texas? Who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure even one of the porn stars started talking to me, and I was like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, shut up, Ron Jeremy.
So
where's Ron Jeremy?
So what are you doing here? Ron Jeremy.
Is that what you're doing?
Jeremy.
Get me Ron Jeremy.
No, but you see, the thing is, the issue I had, like, if it was just, like, a booth, maybe, with, like, the porn stars, I'd say, oh, cool, I'll go up and say, you know, hey, love your work. Loved your last film. You were great. Like, the one where you had two fists in your ass, you know, that was great. No, but seriously, the way they had it set up, there was this massive line, like, to see Belladonna or Alexis Texas. There was this couch that they had up on a stage in front of everybody. And what you do, you see a line up in the line for ages, and then you go up by yourself in front of everybody. And, like, you know, she's, like, Belladonna's waiting there, and she comes up, and she's like, hey, and hugs you, and you sit down on the lounge. I'm like...
And she takes her...
At that point, she was, like, wearing basically nothing at all. She was, like, wearing, like, this really loose sort of singlet top. Sort of like boob tube thing, and I was like,
nice.
You know, you just ask you, like, oh, show me the puppies, and she's going to whip them out. But it was so weird. Like, what do you do at that point when you're up on stage in front of everybody, and she, like, you know, brings you over to the lounge and hugs you, and she's like, hey, I'm Belladonna. You've seen her with two fists.
And then Matt would say, what? I thought this was a line from Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
But what do you say at that point to her?
I'm such a big fan of your work.
Yeah, but she'd be like, yeah, I get that all the time. Like, she gets that all the time. What would you do?
What's your favourite colour? And why?
What do you do when you're not, you know...
Naked.
Taking it up the arse from Evan Stone?
I would act like I wasn't intended to be there. I'd be like, oh, you know, yeah. I came with a few friends.
Oh, I was looking for a runner.
I got lost. It just happened to me. I got lost. I wanted to go to the Subway exhibition. The Subway exhibition next door.
Was that really on?
Yeah, that was on. They had people there, right?
Thinking they were going to Sexpo, what the fuck?
No, they had, like, people who could make the fastest sub.
I saw that. I saw it, I was just like, what the hell? There's, like some penis innuendo, like six inch, you know, 12 inch, whatever it is, subs.
Foot longs,
you know.
A little bit.
And that was, like, just behind the giant inflatable penis, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's
off the rails. Anyway, we should probably wrap up. Okay, so okay, this has been our most recent
good after to be back
podcast, and it's been great to be back. You know, give Kylie's smart, have Matt D talk about, you know, how greasy Ron Jeremy is, and having our laugh track with Mairead and Jody in the background, just you know, at least someone's laughing at our jokes.
Finally.
Not us. We laugh at our jokes.
Yeah, of course we do.
That doesn't count.
But anyway, thanks for listening thus far and sticking with us, even though we don't have a radio show anymore. We're just like, you know, we're like those celebrities who just go on Twitter and, you know, like expect a massive following.
We're not that big douchebags.
No, not yet anyway.
Yeah.
You guys should get a Twitter account.
Yeah.
Guess who's coming to dinner? No, sorry,
guess who's coming
dinner.
To Twitter?
Guess who's coming to Twitter? Some nobodies. Anyway, who would follow us though? You know, we gotta move up in the world. Next step, Sydney. Guess who's coming to dinner?
Yeah, we gotta find a station.
We should have been at a Sexpo. You know,
yeah, have our own stand at Sexpo.
Maybe there's like a radio expo. Rexpo. I don't know.
My plan is that we'll like perform in the Opera House.
Ooh!
We'll like.
Oh, the guest who's coming to dinner arena is
spectacular. Yeah, exactly.
The Opera House. Just us with a table, just talking. A bunch of people.
It'll be the guest who's coming to dinner expo.
It'd be great.
Mm.
Oh,
lots of different stalls.
But that's something for the future. You know, we'll try and keep this up. So thanks very much for listening. So
yes.
We'll say goodbye to Mairead and Jody.
Bye.
And it's goodbye from me, Kieran.
Goodbye from me, Kyle.
And goodbye from me, Maddie Day.
And look out for more stuff from us in the future.